Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Donkey of the Day for Monday, August 3rd, goes to the 42nd President of the United States of America, Bill Clinton. Now, if you saw the funeral for Representative John Lewis last week, then you saw him eulogized by former President Bill Clinton. He was one of three former presidents to eulogize the great John Lewis. President Barack Obama and President George W. Bush were the others. Well, during the eulogy, Bill Clinton decided to reference when Congressman John Lewis lost his chairman position in the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee to a great freedom fighter, a former Black Panther, a philosopher, a man who didn't believe in nonviolence. He believed in black power. The late Kwame Ture, formerly and maybe most commonly known as Stokely Carmichael. I can't lie. This has been bothering me all weekend. Let's listen to what Bill Clinton had to say about Mr. Carmichael.
Just 3 years later, he lost the leadership of SNCC to Stokely Carmichael because he said, you know, it was a pretty good job for a guy that young and come from Troy, Alabama. It must have been painful to lose, but he showed as a young man, there are some things that you cannot do to hang on to a position, because if you do them, you won't be who you are anymore. And I say there were two or three years there where the movement went a little bit too far towards Stokely, but in the end, John Lewis prevailed.
The mayonnaise is heavy on this one. In fact, this isn't even edible. Okay, there is no salvaging this potato salad. Throw it away. Just dump the whole thing in the trash. Who in the hell let Bill Clinton make the potato salad? In fact, that might not even be mayonnaise. That might be one of the ingredients used to make babies, because Bill is a wild boy, okay? But here's the thing. When it comes to our great black leaders, black people who have stood on the front lines against white supremacy in this country, I don't give a damn about what a white person thinks in regards on how they chose to fight. I don't give a damn if Bill Clinton appreciated Congressman John Lewis's way of doing things over Mr. Stokely Carmichael's. Of course he would prefer Congressman John Lewis's over Stokely's. It's simple. If you were going to run down on someone, okay, who would you run down on? The person that you know is not going to fight you back, the person who believes in peaceful, nonviolent protest, or are you going to run down on the person who's screaming black power and letting you know you got guns, I got guns too? Okay, it's simple math, baby. I'm sure you would choose the path of least resistance, and that path would have been through Congressman John Lewis. See, it's good trouble, and then it's those Negroes got guns trouble. They didn't want trouble with the Negroes with guns. So, of course, Bill Clinton and other white men, I'm sure, wanted the civil rights movement to go more John Lewis than Stokely Carmichael, okay? But here's the thing. Don't pit those brothers against each other, because they both were necessary. Mr. Lewis's nonviolent strategy was just as necessary as Mr. Kwame's black power strategy. I don't care what a person's method is, as long as the goal is the same. If the goal is the liberation of black people, true equality for black people, I don't care how we get there. And it's not one path that's going to get us there. Okay, so they both were necessary. But of course, white people would only be comfortable with one. And it's not a coincidence that they would choose the method that allows them to hit and not get hit back. But both are necessary. Because I believe in a mean inside-outside game. And when white folks don't want to deal with the radical brothers and sisters on the outside, then they sit down with the peaceful brothers and sisters on the inside in hopes that they can make some deals with them. It will calm down the more radical ones, okay? Not to mention, it shouldn't matter who you, as a white man, approve of more. You don't get to tell us how to protest. You don't get to tell us how to fight for our equal rights and civil liberties. What you need to be asking yourself is, why was there a need for a civil rights movement to begin with? Imagine looking down on the way Stokely Carmichael did things. Imagine judging Stokely Carmichael because he chose aggression over nonviolence, okay? While this country, this society, literally is as violent as it can possibly be to black people. the caucasity to judge. Did you see what happened to the Honorable John Lewis on the Edmund Pettus Bridge? Not to mention all the bombings of homes during that time, the lynchings, the assassinations of our great black leaders. Oh, and not to mention the systemic racism, oppression, and marginalization. Yesterday would have been James Baldwin's 96th born day. So I was watching, you know, I Am Not Your Negro for the millionth time. I don't know if you've seen it, Bill, but you should watch it. It's James Baldwin's take on three different murders, three different freedom fighters, Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, and Martin Luther King Jr. All of them got clapped. All of them got killed. So who gives a damn what method you like? Because the truth is, all white people back then was on go. All right, it didn't matter if you was nonviolent or with the smoke. If you were fighting for the liberation of black people, they wanted you dead, period. They just prefer that when they knuck, you don't buck. Because then that decreases the casualties on their side, okay? They don't give a damn about your black ass. Listen, black people, all oppressed people that can hear my voice, don't ever let someone who doesn't understand your struggle tell you how to fight. Don't ever let your oppressor tell you what they approve of when it comes to your liberation. Because we wouldn't have even needed a civil rights movement to begin with if America really was the land of liberty, freedom, and justice for all. But brothers like Stokely, who tried the nonviolent approach, got smart and realized that they prefer self-preservation over nonviolence. They got tired of getting hit upside their damn head. Okay, when you keep knucking, it's only a matter of time before we get the bucking. Now, even Congressman John Lewis wouldn't agree with President Clinton. Because in a 1998 tribute to Kwame Ture, Congressman John Lewis paid homage to Kwame Ture. Listen.
My friend, my brother, my colleague, Mr. Chairman, I salute you tonight because of your courage and your great strength. You know, I had the great blessing because I serve as chair of SNCC from June 1963 to May of 1966. During the time of the March on Washington, Mississippi Summer, and the march from Selma to Montgomery. So Stokely, you are a warrior because you dared to stand up and speak truth to power. And so tonight I come to say thank you, Brother Stokely. Thank you, Brother Ture.
That's right, man. Dropping the clues bombs for, you know, two black brothers respecting each other. Okay, black people, Kwame Ture, Stokely Carmichael once said, the first need of a free people is to define their own terms. You're not free if you letting white folks define your terms and tell you who should lead and how to lead. Mind your business, President Clinton. Please let Remy Ma give the 42nd President of the United States, Bill Clinton, the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
All right.
The audacity of these people, man. The unmitigated gall. Who do they do? Who? The unmitigated, pale-faced, ghostly gall. To tell the Judge Stokely Carmichael for the way he chose to do things when this country has been violent to black people since day one. Why they get the nuck but we can't buck? Come on, man.
All right, Charlamagne. Thank you for that donkey of the day.
You know what's crazy? I had a dream last night about Bill Clinton and Joe Biden. We were like in a church, but, you know, it was more like a Kingdom Hall because, you know, I grew up in the Kingdom Hall. My mom was a Jehovah's Witness. I grew up a Jehovah's Witness, and it felt like the Kingdom Hall. And Bill, I was sitting next to President Clinton, and he said something to Joe Biden about me, and Joe Biden said something smart. So I leaned over and said, well, F you too. And then President Clinton, Joe looked at me crazy. And President Clinton said, well, you kind of deserve that, Joe. It was weird. I had that dream last night.
All right. You dreaming about two old white men.
I don't like how I don't like how you
dream. I see the mood that you're in this morning. I see that mood that you're in. All right. Well, again, thank you for that donkey today.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.